bad luck for the ex-wife to see the bride before the wedding?
We just stopped by to drop off outfits for the kids.
There's my bridesmaid.
And there's my best man.
I am so proud to give you away, Coach.
You're gonna love the dress I picked out.
Look, Mom, it's purple taffeta. Shiny purple taffeta.
You seem surprised.
Now, I know you're still on the fence about being in the wedding, but I think this dress might change your mind. I had him stitch in a little pattern, you know. I'll just hang it on your chair.
And here are the tuxes for my best man and for my ring bearer.
Why don't I get to be your best man?
Well, son, the ring bearer is a very important job. You have to carry the rings on a shiny satin pillow.
Sounds like a girl job.
All right, enough wedding talk. I'm getting all misty. Come on. Time to get ready for school.
And Reba, I didn't want you to feel left out. You know, I think of you as family.
Yeah, stop that.
So, here. You can RSVP now if you'd like. Catfish or chicken?
I know this kind of sounds right out of left field, but I'm not getting within 100 yards of this wedding.
There's gonna be cake.
No!
Please. It would mean so much if you were there. My family isn't coming. They don't know I'm with child. I thought I'd just send them a nice picture of the wedding. You know, a close-up.
Well, we really have to be going. Hey, listen, don't worry if you miss the wedding. Maybe next time.
Oh, he makes me laugh. Did he make you laugh?
I'm laughing right now.
Can you believe this bow? She said that it would draw the eye away from the baby.
What'd you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I can't take my eyes off that bow.
Mom, you have to help me. I cannot be seen in public like this.
What do you want me to do? It's your father's wedding. Ask him for help.
Oh, I already did. All he said was that I didn't have to wear the hat.
There's a hat. Call me crazy, but I don't think it's my place to be sewing dresses for my ex-husband's wedding.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I understand. I am just your daughter, and I'm going to be seen out in public like this. And, you know, I guess you know what's best. Presumably you love me.
Oh, all right. Maybe I can do something with this and take care of that and take a little bit of this off, and I can make 6 more dresses.
Mom, this is not funny.
Oh, come on, Cheyenne. You're gonna have to have a sense of humor with this. I can't work miracles. But I'll try.
Thank you, Mom. Oh, Van, Mom's gonna help me fix my dress.
Cheyenne, I thought we agreed not to talk about the wedding in front of your M.O.M.
It's okay, Van, I'm fine.
Mrs. H, we know you must feel horrible. You've been jilted.
Yeah, and for someone who thinks this dress is fashionable. I mean, granted, she's younger, but...
Stop making me feel better.
We're here to help.
Guys, I've been hearing about this wedding for months. I just want to get the whole thing over as soon as possible.
Kind of like yanking a Band-Aid off a really hairy part of your leg?
Something like that, yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Hey. Well, it took me a few hours, but I've transformed Cheyenne's dress from a serious bruise into a festive grape. Where's yours?
I'm not going to BJ's wedding.
Honey, it's your father's wedding, too.
So what's the big deal? I wasn't at his first one.
Kira, it's important to your dad that you be there.
So you're saying I have to be in the wedding?
No, that's totally up to you. But you should really think about it.
All right, I'll bring you my dress, but I'm not making any promises.
All right, I'll try to take some of the ugly out of it, but I'm not making any promises.
So, I need to ask you for a little favor.
No.
It's for the wedding.
Once again, no.
But Reba...
Rock, I am the ex-wife. Ex as in, excuse me, I'm not interested.
I know, but Barbara Jean and I were talking, and well, it's important to her that we have your blessing. Yeah, I know, I feel ridiculous even asking, but it's for BJ.
Well, in that case...
Look, I know BJ's not your favorite person, but come on. It's your wedding day, and it'd mean a lot to her. And it'd mean a lot to me to be able to make her happy.
Have you tried balloon animals?
Reba, this is serious. She won't get married without your blessing.
Then you got a problem.
Okay, fine. Fine. She's gonna want to postpone the wedding. That means we'll spend another 5 months planning another wedding, then we're gonna be right back here again.
Okay, fine. Bless her, bless you all.
Gee, couldn't you say it like you mean it?
I didn't mean it.
Fair enough.
Wow, you two look spiffy. Wait a minute. Sorry, Sheriff. You can keep the star, but you gotta lose them air six shooters.
But we were gonna play cowboys and aliens at the wedding.
Cowboys and aliens? Cheyenne, Kira, get a move on!
Oh, boy, it's a little awkward. Kinda hoping one of the kids would answer the door.
What's the big deal? I've seen you on your wedding day before. Oh! Cheyenne, you look beautiful.
Hey, what happened to the bow? Oh, that's nice. Kind of works like a counterweight. So is Kira coming?
Well, I didn't want to pressure her, but I did fix her dress. I laid out her shoes, and I told her what time you'd be coming.
Would you go get her? I don't want to be late for my own wedding.
Again?
Yoo-hoo!
Please tell me I'm the only one that heard that.
Barbara Jean, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be at the church.
Don't come in. It's bad luck. I need to talk to Reba.
Glad these aren't loaded. Now it's burned into my brain forever.
Do you like it?
Sure. And it's so bold to wear white after the second trimester.
Reba, I need your blessing.
I already gave you my blessing.
Yeah, well, that's what Brock said, but I need to hear it from you. Sometimes I'm not sure if Brock's being completely honest with me.
Good instincts.
Reba, I am doing the right thing, aren't I?
BJ, this is your wedding day. You should be not here.
But I really want to know how you feel.
No, you don't. Now stop worrying. You have my blessing.
I do?
Sure.
Oh, Reba, you are such a good person.
So good luck, God bless, and goodbye.
Is she okay?
She's great. We had a nice talk. I feel we connected. See ya.
Is that crying?
Oh, Mrs. H. Did you hit her?
I didn't hit her.
Did you pull her hair?
Barbara Jean, are you okay?
The wedding's off. I can't marry you.
What?
Oh, I was talking to Brock.
What did you say to her?
All I said was good luck.
Well, then why is she calling off the wedding?
Why is she in my kitchen? Why is she asking for my blessing? Why does she do anything?
Barbara Jean, I'm not gonna look. I'm just coming in to talk. Ow.
Well, I gave it some serious thought, and I decided that I'm not going to the wedding. Oh,
nobody cares.
Your mom made BJ cry. The wedding's off.
Way to go, Mom.
All I did was give her my blessing.
Oh, it's okay, Mom. She shouldn't have come over here to rub salt in your wounds.
I don't have wounds.
Sure, not now. You got your wish.
It's not my wish.
No, it's my wish. There must have been a mix-up.
This is crazy. I didn't do anything. There is going to be a wedding.
The wedding is definitely off. I don't know what you said to her, Reba, but she doesn't want to marry me anymore.
Well, I guess we should go change.
Always the bride, never the bridesmaid.
Okay, freeze. Everybody keep your clothes where they are. I'm not taking the rap for this. What happened to my lasagna?
I'm not getting married. Who cares if I'm fat?
I knew that was my dinner.
Barbara Jean,
perhaps I didn't make myself perfectly clear before. I'm delighted you're marrying Brock. You have my full and total support.
Reba, you are such a wonderful person. So giving and so selfless. I don't know why Brock ever left you.
Maybe it'll come to you in the delivery room.
If Brock left you, what are the chances he's going to stay with me? I couldn't take it if he left me, Reba. I'm not as strong as you, which is another one of your wonderful qualities.
All right, look. None of us know what's going to happen. But just because Brock's first marriage didn't work, it doesn't mean his second one won't last.
Really?
And if you hadn't noticed, you and I are very different people. Maybe you're the one that's right for him.
Maybe you're right. I am considerably taller. And you do tend to nag.
Well, you'll never know if you don't leave my house. Now, go get married.
Thanks, Reba. You are truly special. Would you please come to the wedding?
Don't nag. The wedding's back on.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, man, talk about an emotional roller coaster.
I don't know what you said in there, Reba, but thank you.
You're welcome. Now, please, get this wedding over with.
Saddle up, boys. It's time to get hitched. Kira, honey, are you sure you don't want to come to the wedding?
I'm sure.
Well, I really would love it if you were there. But I understand. I want you to know it's okay.
Oh, they're gone. Finally.
Well, let's wait 10 minutes before we start dancing.
So glad I'm not gonna be there, wearing that horrible dress.
That I spent hours fixing?
Still, I was looking forward to seeing Jake burp during the vows. I told him I'd give him a quarter.
You didn't.
All right, it was a dime.
Wished I'd have thought of that.
So this is really gonna happen, isn't it?
Did you think it wouldn't if you didn't go?
No. Maybe. I just didn't want to be a part of it.
Honey, whether you're there or not, you're a part of it.
I like things the way they were.
That train's already left the station. But you've got a mama and a daddy and a family that loves you very much. You're not losing that. You're just gaining a Barbara Jean.
How do you make everything sound okay?
I'm a mom. It's my job.
Well, Mom, assuming that I've decided to go to the wedding, how am I gonna get there?
All right. It ain't over till the little man burps.
Mrs. H, do you know where you are?
Don't panic, I'm not staying. Oh, hold on, your bow's crooked.
Kira, you came.
My previous plans fell through. And you know you are my dad.
You look beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Reba.
Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful. A new Mrs. H is born as another fades into the sunset.
Shut up, Ben.
Okay, best man. Showtime.
Wow. You look like a giant marshmallow.
Glad you're here.
I'm not here. I'm just fixing a bow.
All right, Jake, honey. You're gonna be fine. Don't be scared just because a room full of strangers and God are all watching you. All right, girls, you're next. Those dresses were so much cuter on the hanger.
Later.
Reba, wait. I think we both know why you're here.
Because Kira can't drive.
So you really won't stay and share this day with us?
No, I don't belong here. This is your day, and you can have it. Anybody will notice it's not that bad.
What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
You're gonna march into that church and get this thing over with.
But Reba, I can't get married like this.
Yes, you can. I can fix it. I have a needle and thread.
Where the heck is she?
Man, I told her to drain the tank before she suited up.
I wonder if this is a sign from him. I tore the fabric of your perfect family, and now I'm being punished.
No, it's not a sign. It's your 60-foot train. Now get a grip. A few more stitches, and you'll be on your way down the aisle. Now go. Barbara Jean, stop. 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 You're stitched. I'm stitched to you. Stop. Barbara Jean.
Ex-wife.
Talk about not being able to let go.
What is Mom doing?
I'm so glad I'm not missing this.
Reba! What are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
Well, that's a really good question.
I tried really hard not to be here, but... Well, you see, the truth is... I'm attached. In many ways to this wedding. I'm attached to my children, who are attached to their father, who's soon to be attached to Barbara Jean. And I guess I can't escape the fact that I'm a part of this whole whatever we are. So I want to wish the bride and groom a happy and speedy union. Thank you.
Anything else?
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is big and white.